With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Memorial Day savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Have you ever been in a relationship that made you feel insecure, put down, and used? Your partner might have had the dark triad, a dangerous trifecta of personality traits that can do real damage. But how can you spot these traits before you get tangled up in a relationship under their shadow? Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Wu. Every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Today, we'll talk about 5 red flags that a potential partner might have the dark triad, plus a few tips for safely getting out if you're already in this type of relationship. If you haven't already, check out our last episode, number 328, which introduces the dark triad, what they look like, what they mean for relationships, and that'll give you a nice foundation for today's episode. Recently, I read about a woman's whirlwind dating experience that started out feeling romantic and ended with her seeking therapy for post-traumatic stress disorder. She described feeling infatuated with her handsome, glamorous boyfriend who entered her life with a larger-than-life charm. But then she started to see another side of him, one that abused alcohol and drugs to the point of needing her to take care of him multiple nights a week. One that lied about money. One that alternated between making aggressive outbursts and pleading apologies. By the end of the relationship, this woman said, she felt emotionally and physically exhausted. She felt like she was spinning out of control, feeling uncertain of herself, sometimes even doing things in the bedroom that were really uncharacteristic of her. She finally made a full break to help herself heal. Sadly, this kind of relationship happens to many people, men and women alike. What they have in common is a partner who may very well have had the dark triad: narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellianism, a trio of personality traits that definitely spell trouble for relationships. Last week, we walked through the destructive relationship patterns of people with the dark triad. I hope nothing in that episode really resonated with your own experience with a past or current partner, but if so, you might now be able to put a name to why a relationship feels or felt traumatic. Now the question is, how do we protect ourselves from falling into a dark triad relationship in the first place? What are the warning signs? And if we're already in one, how do we get out? First, a quick recap of what the dark triad includes. Let's start out with Machiavellianism. This describes someone who is strategic and manipulative in their use of other people for their own personal gain. For example, a politician who flatters rich campaign donors and starts a rumor about their opponent is being Machiavellian. Next, psychopathy. This trait boils down to a lack of empathy with a helping of recklessness and thrill-seeking. Someone who laughs at other people's pain or commits crimes without much concern may have psychopathy. And last but not least, narcissism. This refers to a strong need for admiration and high status while also feeling entitled to special treatment. For example, a celebrity who says, "Don't you know who I am?" when they don't get special treatment at a restaurant might have a dash of narcissism. Add those three personality traits together, and you've got someone with ways of thinking and behaving that challenge the people around them. There are, of course, different degrees of the dark triad. It's not black or white. One person could have just a bit of a tendency, another might have full-blown pathological levels of these traits, and others could fall somewhere in between. Now, here's how you can spot someone who may be on the moderate to higher side of the dark triad continuum. First, not so warm and fuzzy. Regardless of what proportions of Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and narcissism a dark triad person has, one thing always jumps out. They're not so agreeable. In psychology terms, agreeableness refers to a person's general friendliness, warmth, kindness, and ability to get along with others. The tricky part is that sometimes people on the dark triad continuum can act like they're agreeable when it suits them. For example, that Machiavellian politician might be very good at talking sweetly to someone with the power to help them climb that ladder. So how do we see through this act? Well, sooner or later, disagreeableness leaks through. If you notice that your partner is rude to waiters, doesn't seem bothered by seeing someone in pain, or casually makes cruel comments about someone behind their back, these are red flags. Warning sign number two, prone to taking risks and being impulsive. This is another telltale sign of the dark triad. People with this personality profile like to take risks and get short-term rewards, even if it's bad for long-term consequences. One interesting study asked people to make blackjack bets. They found that the higher their dark triad score, the riskier their bets tended to be. The same study had participants do a temporal discounting task, which basically boils down to making decisions between a smaller reward now versus a larger reward later. For example, $3.50 now versus $10 a few months from now. The higher the dark triad score, the more likely a participant was to give up on a bigger long-term reward. So look out for repeated instances of someone making rash decisions like overspending money, gambling, committing petty crimes, or doing things they feel like doing, even if they know that it would upset you. Next, I would also look out for dark or aggressive humor. Sometimes the way we express humor can be really telling. Someone with Machiavellian and psychopathy traits are more likely to use an aggressive humor style, like using ridicule, sarcasm, put-downs. Think of like a really intense roast of someone. They're also more likely to use self-disparaging humor, which might seem like a sign of humility, but actually might show a sense of defensiveness or neediness when used too much. If you're involved with someone funny, notice whether their jokes often involve putting someone down, calling them names, even if it's just themselves. For a good example, search up Dr. House Insulting Humor. This is a TV show character who very much embodies some of these dark triad traits. But also be aware that sometimes people who are Machiavellian are also really good at positive humor, the really nice feel-good kind. Don't let this excuse other red flags if you see them.
Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Now let's talk about difficulty understanding emotions and difficulty having inner awareness. People who have high levels of dark triad traits have low emotional skills. Those with psychopathy, especially, have a low ability to describe emotions or put themselves in other shoes, both emotionally and otherwise. Having dark triad traits is also associated with having more externally oriented thinking. That means they have less of an internal world and instead spend more time thinking about what they can get out of the situations and people that are around them. To spot this in real life, notice whether your partner has self-aware moments where they consider the meaning of their actions, their life values, their feelings, their emotions. They should also be able to pick up on other people's emotions, like noticing when you're upset and feeling uncomfortable when others are angry or sad. If they seem really thick-skinned and there doesn't seem to be too much self-reflection going on, they might be high in dark triad traits. And last but not least, the fifth warning sign is a flexible or even non-existent moral fiber. So unsurprisingly, with ingredients like Machiavellianism, you may have guessed that the dark triad is associated with looser morals. One study investigated participants' moral leanings by asking how much they agree with some common moral beliefs and also how much they would need to be paid to do things like stealing from a poor person or kicking a dog. Those with higher psychopathy levels simply cared less about moral considerations, such as whether or not someone did something to betray his or her group, or whether or not someone suffered emotionally. They just don't care as much. People with higher Machiavellianism had more mixed responses, showing that they are potentially morally flexible. Those with higher narcissism tended to agree with moral items that would make them look good to other people. In real life, all of us sometimes lie or cut corners or do other things that we end up being ashamed of. But you should be concerned if your partner seems to do these things often or doesn't seem concerned or remorseful about it. It's also a red flag if they don't seem to have convictions, but rather takes or leaves moral rules as it suits them. And for a TV example, I hate to say it, but perhaps nobody captures this Machiavellian moral flexibility, not to mention the ability to make us root for him even when he's committing crimes, better than Saul Goodman. And I hate to say it because I love this character and I love this show, but check out Top 10 Saul Goodman Schemes on YouTube to get a sense of what I'm talking about here. All right, now we know some warning signs. We know that people with the dark triad are disagreeable, like mean to people. They're prone to take risks and they're a little impulsive. They have dark or aggressive humor or self-deprecating humor. They often have difficulty understanding emotions or having an inner awareness for themselves. And of course, the flexible or non-existent moral compass. Now that you know this, things might be falling into place in your mind. It might be starting to click that, oh my goodness, I dated someone with the dark triad, or I'm currently dating someone with the dark triad. It can be very scary to realize this. At the same time, it might also feel like a morbid relief to finally put these puzzle pieces together. Either way, if you find yourself finally understand why you feel insecure or emotionally spent or like you've been gaslit, this is a good first step to changing your situation. Now, let me give you a few tips for safely getting yourself out of a relationship with someone with dark triad traits. And I say safely because depending on how high on these traits your partner is, it could actually be dangerous to change things up in the relationship. So make sure that you listen carefully and also make sure you have security and backup plans and a good social network in place before you start. And that's actually the number one tip I have for you, is to surround yourself with supportive people. People with high dark triad levels are known for playing mind games and undercutting your confidence. Bolster your defenses with people you can trust to be in your corner, who will believe what you say and offer you a safe, emotional, and maybe physical haven. Tip number two is, before you make the leap, get your affairs in order. In some tragic cases, people have lost their financial resources or independence to move around or other important safety mechanisms during a messy breakup. So ideally, you'll want to secure an independent bank account if your finances are currently tangled up with your partner. Two, a safe place to physically go to. Three, a private place to communicate with your supportive people. And four, anything else you may need to stay safe in case the other person acts recklessly. So this might involve having a backup plan, having someone on speed dial that you know can come pick you up, anything you need to build up a couple of layers of safety. Tip number three is to make a clean break. Like Dua Lipa said, don't pick up the phone, don't let him in, don't be his friend. Commit to a clean break without giving into crocodile tears that can seem convincing sometimes. Don't linger in a shared living space. Don't bargain. You don't need to keep justifying why you're leaving, especially if the other person is trying to excuse away your concerns or gaslight your feelings by telling you that you're exaggerating or you don't know what's going on. And last but not least, be compassionate with yourself. It's so hard to be in a relationship and to break up with someone with dark triad traits. It is not a sign of weakness or foolishness on your part that you got sucked in. Be kind to yourself. In extreme situations where safety is a concern, make sure you use your resources, including law enforcement, legal representation, and of course, therapy, if you need to talk through your ideas, talk through your safety plan, or just to get a supportive ear listening to your experiences. You deserve to be respected and loved in a relationship, not lied to, not manipulated, not put down. Now that you know the signs of the dark triad, you know how to spot a bad relationship in the making and get out before you get too deeply into it. And if you're already deeply into it, it's not your fault. Don't be afraid to let go. You've got this. Thanks so much for listening. I hope this little mini-series on the dark triad has been helpful for you. Let's continue the conversation on social media. You can send me any questions or comments you have on Facebook or Twitter. I'm at QDT Savvy Psych and also at Jade Wu PhD. We can also keep in touch through the Savvy Psychologist newsletter, which delivers cool tips about psychology and news and updates straight to your inbox. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you again for joining me, and I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Memorial Day savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.